As a small business owner, your brand design plays a crucial role in how your expertise is communicated, how your business is perceived, and how your audience connects with you. Put simply, your brand design lays a visual foundation to represent your business, and it has the power to form connections with prospective clients or nudge visitors to continue their search. This week, we're excited to share common brand design mistakes to avoid, common brand design errors we've observed, which can make a meaningful difference for your small business success. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time. Welcome to episode 164 of the Brand It, Build It podcast, common brand design mistakes to avoid. Before we dive in, when we refer to your brand design, we're referring to the foundational visual details you or your designer has created to communicate on behalf of your business. Details like your primary logo design, your secondary logo designs or submarks, your pattern or texture designs, color palette, and font styles. All of these foundational visual details make up your brand design, and once created, they can work effectively on behalf of your business in varying mediums like your web design, social media marketing, printed marketing materials, and beyond. Now, let's explore some common brand design mistakes to avoid. Mistake number one, approaching brand design with only your preferences in mind. Something we can't emphasize enough is your brand design should be created with your preferred clients and customers in mind. Oftentimes, small business owners believe their brand design should solely be a reflection of their unique preferences. However, we wholeheartedly believe your brand design should be a blend of what you love and feel connected to, what your preferred clients and customers love and feel connected to, and what is forward-thinking in your unique field. After all, your prospective clients and customers need to connect with your brand and business so they can confidently choose to pursue your services and products. Mistake number two, an overcomplicated brand design. Sometimes in brand design, simplicity is key. Excessive details, though creative and engaging when viewed alone, can sometimes be too busy or too detailed when paired with your web design, products, and services. We believe your brand design should complement and not compete with the more meaningful details of your business, such as the photography, videography, or the products you're showcasing. Mistake number three, inconsistent visual elements. One of the most common mistakes we've observed is using inconsistent visual elements throughout your brand. Your brand details should align with your brand personality, something we discuss in episode 163, and they should be applied consistently across all mediums. Inconsistency within your brand design and within the marketing materials you create on behalf of your business can lead to confusion and even dilute your brand's effectiveness. So ensure your brand details are cohesive and then use your brand details consistently wherever they can be found. Your web design, your newsletter marketing, your social media, and beyond. Mistake number four, misaligned typography choices. Typography, also known as your font styles or font selections, plays a meaningful role in brand design. Certain font styles capture certain feelings, communicate about the caliber of your business and work, and should be chosen strategically on behalf of your business. Though you may love a particular font style, it's essential for your brand's font styles to be chosen with purpose. Further, font styles should be curated, using too many font styles can create a cluttered and even unprofessional look and feel. Lastly, it's essential to use font styles correctly. Details like sizing, spacing, hierarchy, and kerning, the space between characters, matters too. One common error we see is adding kerning to script fonts, font styles where characters should always be connected. Summed up, choose typography with purpose or equip your professional designer to share their professional recommendations. With so much to consider, typography choices can make a meaningful difference. And mistake number five, not using brand details comprehensively. Something we pride ourselves on at With Grace and Gold is using brand details comprehensively and thoroughly. So web designs created by With Grace and Gold feel detailed, experience-driven, and beautifully branded. Brand details should be used with purpose, so every detail of your business from your web design to your printed marketing materials and beyond feels well-aligned, comprehensive, and representative of your business. So rather than simply using your primary logo within your web design, design, consider the ways your secondary logo designs, pattern or texture designs, or additional brand details can be used to strengthen your business overall. We've explored common brand design mistakes, and here are the key takeaways. First, approach your brand design with your preferred clients and customers in mind. Their perception of your brand and business matters and can make all the difference for your business success. Remember, less is more, and a more minimal brand design can allow your photography, videography, products, and services to shine. Use your brand details consistently and cohesively throughout every area of your business, building brand recognition and creating a polished professional look and feel no matter where or how someone comes upon your business. Choose typography wisely, knowing each font style communicates a specific feeling and can communicate about the quality and caliber of your work. And use your brand details comprehensively so you can lay a foundation for long-term success. Whether you create your brand design independently or you hire a professional designer, something we recommend so you can have a fresh perspective on what makes your business and brand unique, we are so hopeful you feel equipped to approach your brand design with purpose. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.